Namaskaram, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is our first podcast here at Lakshmi Ayurveda, and today we are going to be talking about Ayurvedic consultations. But before we get started, we thought we'd give a little introduction about ourselves. So first, I'll hand it over to the wonderful Karen.
No, thank you and welcome, everyone. So exciting for our first podcast today. My name is Karin, I'm from Germany and I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner. I graduated nearly 15 years ago, completing a bachelor degree of Ayurveda and then founded Lakshmi Ayurveda here in Perth in Western Australia. We are a fully equipped Panchakarma clinic, so we're offering authentic classical Panchakarma treatment, and we have yoga therapy available here. We do mentoring programs for students after their graduation to support them with their training, and we also manufacturing Ayurvedic classical herbal medicines here.
Yes, and if you follow our Facebook or Instagram, you will have seen our posts and our photos on what we've been making.
Wonderful, great. And now I'm here with the wonderful Kelsey.
Oh gosh, thank you. So I'm originally from the US. I've been in Australia for 4 years. As far as study goes, in my undergrad, I studied business and information technology and health technology as well, and marketing. A little bit of a mouthful. And then here in Australia, I've done my master's in health policy and I study Ayurveda. I feel very fortunate to study Ayurveda both here in Australia and in India. So that's a little bit about me.
And you've been to India many times for studies and treatments.
And to watch Karen give amazing presentations at conferences in India, so that's been really enjoyable and just so inspiring as well. So looking forward to more of that.
Me too. Wonderful, that's great.
So today we're going to talk about Ayurvedic consultations. So I think anyone who's done a little bit of research on Ayurvedic consultations has seen kind of the hallmark, the really pointed things people notice is the Jiva Pariksha, which is the tongue analysis, and the pulse analysis. I think those are two things that really fascinate people. So can you tell us a little bit about, let's start with tongue analysis.
Absolutely. I do love tongue analysis. It always fascinates me. So we do that in any consultation, but very important in the initial consultation after taking a thorough health assessment and then looking at the tongue called Jiva in Sanskrit. And the tongue, there are certain things to observe. There could be coating on the tongue. The coating could have different colors. It could be more yellowish color or thick white coating, which often represents some ama toxin, some undigested food in the digestive tract or in the tissue. There could also be cracks on the tongue, which often represents maybe a vata disorder or underlying emotional issues as well. We look at different parts of the tongue. So the tip of the tongue, it's more linked to the kapha dosha. The middle part of the tongue, it's more linked to the pitta dosha. And the pitta organs would be the liver, the small intestines, the lower part of the stomach. And the back of the tongue, often where we find more of the coating, represents the vata dosha, which is more the pelvic area, the colon, but also the kidney area and the reproductive organs. So many things to really see on the tongue, and it's quite amazing. And we really advise, or for anyone who comes in the consultation, we would like to educate you how to do your own tongue analysis as well.
Definitely, and recommend that all people look at their tongue every day and make notes and see what their tongue is really telling them.
And often then also to see the improvement after starting an Ayurvedic program. It's all about improving your acne, your digestive fire, which is really responsible about proper digestion, absorption of our nutrients. And this obviously all starts already in the mouth when we are chewing. And to look after your tongue, we also recommend often in the initial consultation to use a tongue cleaner. Mm. And Kelsey, yeah. I think you're also a tongue cleaning expert.
Oh gosh. Since Ayurveda came into my life. Definitely been tongue scraping every day since. Until my first Ayurvedic consultation, I think I can say I never really looked at my tongue. And then once I learned about everything the tongue can show you and how important tongue cleaning is, it just made sense. Mm. And using a tongue cleaner first thing in the morning before eating or drinking any water does make sense.
Wonderful. Yeah. And there are different tongue cleaners available. Yeah. They are stainless steel or copper. Mm. In the classical text, they're actually recommending silver tongue cleaners or even gold tongue cleaners. Yeah. So here at the clinic, we do the stainless steel. We don't do the golden ones, but copper as well. And it is really advised to do that, as Kelsey already mentioned, before you have something to eat in the morning. You gently scrape your tongue, start on the root, the back of the tongue, and scrape towards the tip, gently, not too forceful as well. Yeah. And you will be amazed, actually, what you can get off with the tongue scraping. Mm. Often like kind of white... thick coating comes off and your tongue will be feeling really nice and clean and very happy afterwards.
Definitely. And it is always so amazing to hear our clients' feedback when they come out of a consultation. Oftentimes they're so impressed with Karen's diagnosis from tongue analysis. They'll say, she could see on my tongue that my right shoulder is out of place or that I have an injury here. And it's just so amazing that Ayurvedic examination can really give us such insight into the body.
Also, I'm actually, every day I'm fascinated by it. And it's also in Ayurveda, it's mentioned in the classic about different ways of examination. For example, there's the Astha Vidha Pariksha, the eightfold examination. So obviously there's a thorough health assessment, but there are so many factors such as the tongue analysis, also the Mutra Pariksha, the urine analysis, also the Nadi Pariksha, the pulse analysis. And we went last year for a pulse analysis seminar in the US with Dr. Vasant Lad. It was amazing.
Yeah, it definitely was. And he is definitely a master in Nadi Pariksha. And it was fascinating to be in that environment and learn from him and just the complexity with Nadi.
With the Nadi Pariksha, also so important in every consultation. So we take the case history and the listening and asking questions before we obviously start making a plan. And it is so important to do the Nadi Pariksha, as we can actually find out about the current imbalance, the Vikriti state of the doshas, and also finding out about the Prakriti. So the Prakriti is on a different level, it's on the seventh level, and finding out what the person should be, which dosha is more predominant. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we identify ourselves with a dosha which may be an imbalance. Mm-hmm. And so this can all be seen in the pulse analysis, but so much more is involved there as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it is fascinating to go more into pulse analysis.
So it's really such a complete assessment, having an Ayurvedic consultation, having your health assessed on many layers. Ayurveda looks at physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And with all this, we kind of forming a tailored care plan. Mm. And obviously, food is a very important factor of it as well. So it's about the food we eat, the lifestyle. So such as example, doing tongue cleansing every morning and following a dinacharya, a daily routine, as well as some Ayurvedic medicines if needed.
Mm, yeah, so typically if a person comes, they would receive a daily routine suited to their own personal needs.
Absolutely.
So what would be a few things that generally are part of a daily routine?
So first of all, definitely, we put that number one, clean your tongue. So I think that's even something from our podcast to hopefully put into a practical thing. It would be the tongue cleaning on a daily basis, but also Abhyanga, like an oil massage would be wonderful. This can be done with an oil prescribed for you, or often now in winter and autumn, black seed sesame oil would be wonderful. Also such as skin brushing, that would be more for people who maybe a bit of sluggish digestion, heaviness in the body, and lymph congestion. So where we could do some dry body brushing before we do an Abhyanga oil massage.
Yeah.
But there are so many wonderful things. It's called a Dinacharya, which is the daily routine. And in a consultation, you will get your own personalized Dinacharya. So things what you can implement in your own home.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so unique about Ayurveda is it looks at everyone purely as an individual and treats them accordingly. I think that is the beauty of Ayurveda.
And it's so simple. Often we kind of, we are actually quite amazed how often it's quite simple advice. And the challenge for us now is how to put simple advice into our busy lives.
Yeah.
And the ancient wisdom, 5,000-6,000 years old or even older, it's still so applicable today.
Definitely. Definitely. And moving into our next podcast, we'll be talking about various subjects, and we'll be using the classical texts, as ancient classical texts.
There are classical texts such as the Charvakasamhita, Shushruta-samhita, Astanga-hridaya, which Kelsey has been studying this morning about digestive function. So it will be amazing. We're looking about our references from the classical text, and we try to interpret and put them into today's practice.
Yeah, yeah, I think really what we try and do here at Lakshmi Ayurveda is practice authentic Ayurveda, and part of that is really keeping the root of what we're doing with the classical texts and what is said from a classical perspective.
So this is so exciting. So we've got many more beautiful topics to come about nutrition, Svasta Vritam, the principles of healthy living, looking at the Dinacharya in more detail, but also Ritucharya, the seasonal regime. And we can also look at cleansing procedures such as the Panchakarma procedures and many more topics. So if you've got anything you are interested in, please let us know.
Yes, please do. You can email us, check the website, our email's there, and we'd be very happy to hear from you. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.